from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, welcome into a Way Back Wednesday on a Fesco in the morning. It is getting darker later.
What?
Not a fan of it.
You're totally wrong. It's getting lighter later getting darker earlier.
It's staying darker later.
Still. Just because it's your birthday today doesn't mean you can go out there and make things up. Exactly. Happy 37th birthday, Dustman.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Shower me in gifts.
Yes. Send the texts in this morning to the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. Wish Dusty a happy birthday because you only turned 37 once. Unless you lie about your age, but whatever.
I'll never get any younger, and I'm the youngest I'll ever be, and I don't know how to keep going with that.
Yeah, you're the youngest you will ever be, but not the oldest you will ever be, yep. Or something like that. You will never be younger than you are right now.
Yep.
Right now.
And I'm
right
only going to get older.
And you're only getting older and older and older. I heard somebody a while ago, they said, you know, life is the biggest terminal illness. I'm like, damn, that's a morbid way to look at things. But man, when you think about it, it really is true. So happy birthday, Dusty.
Thank you, sir.
All downhill from here. The hangovers get worse. The recovery gets longer. And the, well, you know how it goes.
Random fact, I don't get hangovers.
Oh, good for you. That's wonderful.
I'm dead serious.
Outstanding. Good for you.
I've only had one.
So you don't drink or what?
come on. Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
Like a fish. Quite impressively, actually. People said if I started doing this show in the morning, how are you still going to be able to have your Miller Lights? Easy. You just move it up 2 hours. You start at 4, you end at 8, you get to bed by 9:30. You're here.
Right. Exactly. So
because here it's like Olive Garden. Here your family.
That's
welcome
right.
to Fesco in the morning.
So what are you doing for your birthday? You going to all the Denny's? Brother Ryan used to go to all the Denny's and all the restaurants and get his free food on his birthday every single year. And that was like, I'm like, all right, how many restaurants are you going to dine in at today because it's your birthday? And he would say all of them and, you know, get the free fries at Red Robin or wherever they give free birthday things away.
Right. No. So I don't do that. Obviously, I think we're both Brother Ryan and Brother Dusty are two different people.
Yes. Yes, you are. Yep.
But I'm not into that. We talked about this the other day. Phobia going public on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Go to my stepdad's house, have a little rendezvous, a little grill session.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, fantastic day outside.
It's a great day, right?
Yeah. It's my birthday, but high of 85. It's currently 65 degrees outside.
No humidity.
Windows down
beautiful.
On the way to work.
Oh, it was awesome.
Thank the man above for the beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. So grill out, have some, you know, a few cocktails, do the whole thing. And then I've got the excuse to be like, I got to get out of here at 8, man.
Yep.
I got to be up, you know, early in the morning. So, it's a good day, you know, spending with family tonight and then, get on to it. And then Friday night's Blink-182. Super excited
about
that.
There you go, yeah.
Saturday, smoking out some meats for the Chiefs preseason game.
And what kind of meats? We're not going to watch the game either. Mac and I decided. We heard what you're going to do for the party or for the game. And so we decided we're not going to watch either. So what kind of meats are you going to be smoking?
Pork and my friends.
Oh, all right, nice. You're going to pork everybody.
I'm going to pork everybody.
Good for you.
And I do it weird. I inject it it with pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm.
Throw a little
Don't
seasoning.
Ever talk about your stuff on the air because people will weigh in and tell you you're doing it wrong, okay? I've come to find real fast, like, don't post a picture of your grill, don't post a picture of your meat, all that kind of stuff online. It's not good for anybody, okay? Because no matter what you do, no matter how you're doing it, somebody's going to tell you you're doing it wrong, especially around these parts, Dusty.
It's kind of hard.
I don't understand why you would put pineapple on your pork.
Well, it's acidic and it breaks it up.
Well, I'm just telling you, man, like, it, like, people get so defensive and like you're doing it wrong style stuff all the time when you post your meat online. So do not post your meat online. Okay, Dusty.
It's getting posted.
If you post your meat online, I'm going to tell you something. You're asking for a lot of people to criticize it. That's all I'm saying. Well, I think you probably should have turned the flame down. Like, God forbid you use a propane tank because you're trying to cook for your family fast. You will get propane shamed on social media if somebody sees you using a propane grill.
I'm just going to zig where Fesco zags. New gimmick. Don't do it. Then I do it.
That's right.
See what happens.
We've got a winner. There's a line drive into right center field. That's going to score two runs. Melendez going to try for second. Sliding and head first. They are never out of a game.
Denny Matthews on the call there. Concerning. I didn't send it last night, boys. I didn't send the panic button. I'm learning my lesson, but there is to be had a conversation between us fellas to the people on the radio. There is a conversation needs to be had. And that is the Royals are struggling against the playoff teams.
Yeah.
Or as one Bob Fesco would say, anybody but the Chicago White Sox.
Correct. Anybody but the White Sox. The Royals now are 51-51 in games not against the Chicago White Sox. Now, I'm not one of these folks who sits back and says, well, you know, they played the White Sox. That's the schedule. Everybody gets to play the White Sox, right? You got to do your damage against the White Sox. And the Royals did damage against the White Sox, right? 12-1 against that team. That's a huge win for a lot of people because I don't even believe Cleveland's that good against the White Sox. There are a lot of teams in this division right now that really haven't taken advantage of the White Sox being a very bad baseball team, right? They ended their losing streak last night. Congratulations to them. Only 21 games.
Do they start a new one?
They do. They'll start a new one, right? And one of the broadcasts I was watching last night between the Royals and Red Sox said something to the effect of, and the Royals had six of those wins against the White Sox. I'm like, ooh, God. But they did what they had to do. And so you can't take that away. You can't say, oh, they only made hay because they played the White Sox. Not everybody is 12-1 in Major League Baseball against the Chicago White Sox, but it's what they've done against everybody else. And I think we've seen over the last two nights right now that against everyone else, the Royals still have some growing up to do, right? And that's not a shot at the Royals at all. That's just their young guys. They don't know how to quite know how to win just yet at the big league level. You learn how to win by winning. It happens. It's all a process. And I think sometimes we try to rush it a little bit, you know, in Major League Baseball, but there is a big learning curve right now. And, you know, there's a lot to learn about how to win at the big league level. And a lot of these guys have not been in this position before, where now the pressure is turned up and the pressure is turned on. And I think what the Boston Red Sox have done over the last couple of nights, it's kind of been a little bit of a wake-up call for me, because I thought, well, they're going to find a way to beat Boston. They will. They find ways all the time to win these games. And then they didn't, you know, and then they didn't on Monday, and they didn't again last night. And those are concerning because now you've lost the series to the Red Sox. And as you were mentioning before the show today, you lose today to Boston. You're no longer a playoff team because the Red Sox are now just a half game back of the Royals for that final playoff spot. And the last thing you want to do is concede the postseason today to the Red Sox and give them, you know, that kind of advantage in the standings, because after today, you got an off day, obviously. Then you got two against the Cardinals who aren't playing great baseball right now. But it doesn't get any easier. And so you want to take this game today and keep the Red Sox at arm's length. You know, keep them at a distance from you right now. So you got to find a way to salvage this game. But these last two games, man, you start to look at it and you go, are they ready to compete with the other playoff teams in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I mean, Boston's outscored them in the first two games. I think it's 15-10. So there's a five-run differential. Yeah. There's one thing. This is where, like, I'm going to give you some sort of like confidence after we go through all of this, but when you look at it from the standpoint of to have a conversation of concern, the Royals' main thing all season long was their run differential versus teams. And it was always, it's negative five against Boston in two games when you're at home. The other positive thing that had the Royals is they were at one point 34-18 at home. They've lost two to Boston. The other thing about the Royals is they are 10-18 versus the quote-unquote playoff teams. Baltimore, New York, Cleveland, Boston, Minnesota. I think there's one more. No.
No, that should be
That's all of them. And they're 10-18 versus those teams. That's a significant drop off from where they those aren't good numbers.
Right.
And some of those games, yes, have been blown saves. Early on when Will Smith was the closer against Baltimore, there was a blown save. Yada, yada, yada. The other thing that's been good all year that's concerning against teams like this is that Seth Lugo and Brady Singer's two bad starts or two worst starts were against Boston.
Yeah, you look at what Lugo did last night, giving up six runs. Yeah. Only four of them earned, obviously, but still. And then, you know, Long didn't necessarily come in and, you know, do his job out of it. Again, another guy out of the bullpen that didn't get the job done last night, right?
And I know I give a lot of doom and gloom there, and happy frickin' birthday, right? But here's the other part. They're still only 5.5 games out of the division.
Mm-hmm.
Last I checked, they're still
everybody's losing. The Guardians have lost three in a row. The Twins have lost a couple here. Like, everybody's losing games. This was the time, Dusty,
I get it,
to make up that ground, right?
Yeah.
This was the time to close that gap. And the Royals lost when everybody else losing, and that really does stink.
Right, and that's the thing that's crazy about baseball is that Minnesota, even though they're, you know, having their trials and tribulations right now, you're only a game and a half behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can beat Boston today, you're a game and a half above Boston. If Minnesota loses, you're only a game behind Minnesota. Baltimore is now the number one wild card team in there. Mm-hmm. The Yankees have gotten back to their Yankee ways.
Right. The Yankees did not play yesterday, and took over first place. That's a great day, isn't it? Game and take over first place.
Best day of your life.
Yeah.
So, again, Guardians will play today at 12. Against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I think they have a doubleheader today. I swear I saw two games on that schedule.
And then they play the traditional first, and it's like right back-to-back, 3-10 again, so they play two days. They could lose both those games.
Sure.
Who knows? They're at home, though. Could be a different outcome. And then Minnesota obviously will play again today as well. But again, I don't think the playoffs are over. I don't think it's time for doom and gloom. I just want to bring this to light that, yes, they win. And somebody in the text line had a hilarious text, said that Kansas City Royals and Miami Dolphins. You could beat up on the Broncos and the Raiders and the Panthers and the Cardinals.
Right.
But the thing is, you've also got to show everyone that you can beat the Buffaloes. You can beat not necessarily the Kansas City Chiefs, but the Ravens or the Houston Texans. The Royals can beat up on the White Sox. They can beat up on the Tampa Bay Rays. They can beat up on the Tigers. You've got to, at some point, at least at this point in the season, prove that you can beat these teams. And when all the circumstances were in your favor and they went the opposite way, it's a cause for concern.
Sure it is.
It was Singer and Lugo. You were at home. Your team was riding high. And then Boston comes to town, and it's like you're a completely different team.
Yeah.
It's like the analogy I'll give it is when the guy hangs out with his girlfriend one-on-one, they're very cute. She's really into it. Then you bring him around his friends, and he's like, I'll be right there. But she's like, you're a different person.
Right.
That's what I see with the Royals when they play the Red Sox or they play Cleveland or they play a team that's competitive in the playoffs. So, again, maybe when they get to the playoffs, if they limp in, the playoff vibe is there and everybody changes and everything, you know, gets ramped up.
Right.
But to be honest with you, Bob, the playoff vibes are already there. Boston here in Kansas City, the crowd's big. I know it's Boston. It's summertime. But, man, you got to show me a little bit more than this.
You do, yeah. And the last two games leave, you know, a lot to be desired for this team right now. And that's okay. I mean, I don't think anybody going into this season thought postseason, right? I don't think anybody thought playoffs right now. And by no means is this team done. I'm looking at the text line and somebody texts in, this team is done, focus back on your Chiefs coverage. what's going on in St. Joe that we need to focus on, first of all? This is a team that right now is in the playoffs. They hold a playoff spot. They may not tomorrow, but today they do.
Gonna play
and they're playing out, you know, better than anybody ever thought they would play.
Yeah,
nobody for the most part gave them a chance this year, and they're playing really good baseball. They made some great moves at the beginning of the year. They made some trade deadline moves. They're doing everything we want. John Sherman's investing in this team. Like, they're running a real legit great baseball operation right now, and this year is a step. Remember, they didn't just, you know, wake up in 2014 and all of a sudden make the playoffs. You saw it coming. Manning in 2012 and 2013. And then, boom, 2014 came and the Royals made it into the postseason and all the way to the World Series. And then 2015 happened. It's incremental steps. That's just the way baseball works. It's not the NFL where you can basically flip this thing on a dime, right? Like, you can make some nice moves like the Royals did and play some good baseball. But at the end of the day, you have to be playing your best baseball against those playoff teams at this time of the year. And there's still plenty, 48 games to go. There's still so much time left in this thing. There's no reason to write this team off right now and say it's over. That's the loser mentality that we can't have anymore, because this is not that organization anymore. No. This is not Loserville, USA. There are expectations to win, and I love it. And they still have an opportunity to win. You got Cole Reagan's going to against some guy I've never heard of, but they both have nice ERAs, right? And so you're going out there today and have a great opportunity to win. And you win this game today, and everybody's feeling better, right? We're all feeling great.
You never heard of Cutter Crawford?
Cutter Crawford with a K? Yeah. I was going to say Naughty Pine, I thought was his name.
Cutter Crawford, right? He's Walter Pennington's cousin.
Yeah,
baseball coverage on 610 Sports
perfect,
Radio.
Perfect baseball name. Cutter Henderson?
That's right, Cutter. What do you think his number one pitch is?
Not the changeup.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.